今天想跟大家分享的信息是神的看护天使。
One Sunday evening, Marilyn Clark was of Cincinnati, Ohio, overheard her five-year-old daughter, Julie, practicing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You know that song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You don't have to sing.
某个周日的晚上，在俄亥俄州辛辛那提一世的玛丽莲·克拉克，听到她五岁的女儿在练习，听啊，天使高声唱这首歌。
It was a song that she had been rehearsing all morning in church for the Christmas program that was going to be held on Christmas Eve.
这首歌她从早上开始就开始练习了，为的是教会晚上的圣诞节的表演。
But her mom noticed something wasn't quite right.
她妈妈看见了，好像有些事情不大对头。
When she got to that place where it said, "With angelic hosts proclaim."
当她唱到那个天使天君来宣告的那个时候
，Julie sang.With the jelly toast proclaim.
Julie 唱到的是那个果冻吐司奶宣告。这里我解释一下，牧师说的是那个谐音 ，Angel 和这个 Jelly 这个谐音。
But you know, we laugh. But Julie might not have been that far off.
这听起来好像有点搞笑，但是其实 Julie 也没差那么多。
Hebrews 1:14 says that angels.Are ministering spirits sent out to serve those who are to inherit salvation.
希伯来书一章十四节说到，天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
Now that word serve is the same word used in Acts 6 to describe those who serve at tables.
效力这个词在使徒行传六章描述那些管理饭食是同一个词，就是说服务生。
In other words, a table waiter.
另外一句话说，就是给大家服务的。
And the Bible tells us that angels are sent by God to wait on God's people, just like a waiter or a waitress would serve us in a restaurant.
天使就是神派来服务神的子民的，正如服务生们在餐馆给大家服务一样。
And who knows, maybe they would even bring jelly toast at times.
谁知道，也许他们哪天真的会带一些果冻吐司给大家。
Now we don't hear much about angels except at Christmas time.
除了在圣诞节的期间，我们平时很少说到天使。
And that's because they're a very important part of the Christmas story.
因为他们是圣诞节很重要的一部分。
An angel, the angel Gabriel, announced the coming of Christ to Mary.
天使加百列先向玛利亚宣告基督的到来。
And then to Joseph.
然后向约瑟。
And another an angel announced the birth of Christ to the shepherds out on the hillside.
另外一个天使向山上的牧羊人宣告基督的诞生。
And then the whole sky was filled with angels praising God for the birth of Jesus our Savior.
然后整个天空响彻了天使赞美父神的声音，因为救主耶稣的诞生。
Well, today I'd like for us to explore a little bit into these ministering angels of God.
今天我想和大家一起了解分享一下天使的施工。
They're not only a part of the Christmas story, they're also a prominent part in our everyday lives.
因为他们不仅仅是圣诞节的重要一部分，也是我们每天生活的重要部分。
Notice the passage once again in Hebrews where it says, angels are ministering spirits sent out to serve those who inherit salvation.
再看希伯来书一章十四节，天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那些将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
Now that's talking about you and me as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说的那些就是你和我，我们都是主耶稣基督的信徒。
And God sends out his angels to serve us.
神差遣他的天使来为我们服务。
Now in 1 Kings chapter 19, an angel ministered to an Old Testament believer.
在列王记上十九章，记载了一位天使为一个旧约信徒的施工。
And so we read this in 1 Kings 19. When Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way that he had killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sent his message to Elijah. May the God strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you have killed them.
列王记上十九章一到四节，亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别， 耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说，明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。
It goes on to say, Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, and he left his servant there. Then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree, and he prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life, for I am no better off than my ancestors who have already died.
经文接着说，以利亚见这光景就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵挪藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说，耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。
Now let me put this in context.
我来给大家分享一些背景。
Just before this, Elijah had prayed down fire from heaven in a spectacular contest with 450 prophets of Baal.
就在这之前，以利亚与假神巴利的450个先知有场非常精彩的比赛，祷告求火从天上降临。
For 6 hours, these prophets of Baal had called on their God.
巴利的先知们用了6个小时呼求他们的神。
And they asked to send down fire from heaven.
他们求神，他们的神从天降下火来。
But nothing happened.
但什么也没发生。
And about halfway into it, Elijah began to make fun of them.
快到一半的时候，以利亚开始取笑他们。
Cry louder, he said to them.
大声求告吧，他对他们说。
Perhaps your God is asleep.
也许你的神正在睡觉。
Maybe he's away on a journey.
Maybe 他正在走路。
Well, this made them all the mad.
这让他们急疯了。
And they danced themselves into a frenzy, and they cried louder. They even cut themselves with knives, hoping to get Baal's attention.
他们疯狂的跳舞，大声的求告，甚至用刀自割，想引起巴利的注意。
But still nothing happened.
但什么也没发生。
And then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon,Elijah built a simple altar with 12 stones.
然后大概在下午3点钟的时候，以利亚用12块石头建立了一个简易的祭坛。
And he arranged the wood on the top, and he cut up an ox, and then he put it on the wood.
他把木头放上面，把牛犊切成块，放在木头上。
And then he drenched the entire thing with water, soaking the wood, filling a trench that he had dug all around the altar that he had made.
然后他把一切用水淋湿了，浸泡了木头，并在他周围填满了一条沟渠。
And he prayed a simple prayer.
然后他有一个简短的祷告。
O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he prayed, prove today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant.
他祷告说，耶和华亚伯拉罕以撒以色列的上帝啊，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的上帝，我是你的仆人。
Prove that I have all done all of this at your command.
我遵照你的话做的一切事。
Oh Lord, answer me.
求你应允我。
Answer me so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God and that you have brought them back to yourself.
耶和华应允我，使这百姓知道你，耶和华是上帝，是你叫他们回心转意的。
And God answered.
神回应了。
Fire came down from heaven and consumed the ox and the wood and even the stones.
火从天而降，烧尽牛犊、木柴，甚至是石头。
And when all the people saw it, they fell down on the ground and they cried out, "The Lord, He is God."
众民看见了，就俯伏在地，说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
Yes, the Lord is God.
耶和华是神。
And then Elijah killed the 450 prophets of Baal because they were very wicked men.
以利亚就杀了那450个巴利的假先知，因为他们是邪恶的人。
Now at this point, as you could expect, Elijah was physically and emotionally drained.
此时此刻，大家也可以想象到以利亚是身心俱疲。
But then he received word that Jezebel was after him and had pledged to kill him.
这个时候他听到消息说耶洗别在追捕他，并发誓要杀死他。
And fear immediately set in.
恐惧立刻降临到他。
And he ran for his life.
他开始逃生。
Scared of one woman, a queen, that she would kill him.
特别害怕耶洗别这个皇后女人要杀害他。
He ran into the desert, sat down under a desert tree, And he asked God to take his life.
他跑进沙漠，在一个树下坐下，求神取他的性命。
Now that's where the ministry of an angel came into his life.
正在那时，一位天使到他的生命里给他看顾。
We read in our account in verse 5, then he laid down and slept under the broom tree, but as he was sleeping, an angel touched him, told him, get up and eat. And he looked around, and there beside his head was some bread baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and laid down again.
经文接着说，他躺在挪藤树下睡着了，看哪，有一个天使拍他，对他说，起来吃吧。他观看，看哪，头旁有烧热的石头烤的饼和一壶水，他就吃了，喝了，又再躺下。
And then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said, get up and eat some more, or a journey ahead will be too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God.
耶和华的使者回来了，第二次派他说，起来吃吧，因为你要走的路甚远。他就起来吃了喝了。仗着这饮食的力，走了四十昼夜，到了上帝的山，就是何烈山。
Now the angel let Elijah sleep.
天使让以利亚睡觉。
More than anything, when we're down and tired and emotionally drained, we need rest.
因为比起其他任何事情，我们在精疲力尽的时候更需要睡眠。
And then the angel touched him and woke him up.
然后天使拍拍他，把他叫醒。
And had a meal ready for him.
给他准备好食物。
And this happened twice.
这样的事情一共做了两次。
An angel ministered to Elijah's physical and emotional needs.
天使就是来看护以利亚的身体和情感的需求。
The angel strengthened Elijah so that he could hear God's call back into the ministry.
天使给以利亚加添力量，这样他能够听到神的呼召，为神做工。
And that's what the rest of the chapter in the Bible is all about.
这章经文以后说的就是这些事工。
Elijah went to a mountain where he heard God's still small voice speaking to him.
以利亚来到一座山，听到神依然很微小的声音和他说话。
And God told him, I'm not through with you yet.
神和他说，我和你还没说完呢。
I have kings for you to anoint.
我要你去膏国王。
I have a young man for you to train.
要你去训练一个年轻人。
And there's other great things that you need to do.
还有其他重要的事情你要去做。
Have you ever felt physically and emotionally drained?
你们经历过身心疲惫吗？
That's when you need to stop and take a rest and let the angels of God minister to you as they did to Elijah.
如果有的话，你需要停下来休息，让神的天使来看护你，正如他们看护以利亚一样。
Because it's then you're going to hear God's still small voice speaking to you.
那个时候，你将会听到神的依然微小的声音和你说话。
And he'll strengthen you and you'll be ready to get up and do greater things for him.
你有获取力量之后，你将能为神做更重要的事工。
That's how Billy Graham was able to preach to thousands of people well into his 80s.
那就是为什么。Billy Graham 能在八十多岁还能给成千上万的人传道。
In his book on angels, he said, as an evangelist, I often felt unable to minister from the pulpit to men and women who had filled a stadium to hear the message from the Lord.
在他的《天使》那本书里，他写道，作为一个传道人，看到挤满体育场的来聆听主的信息的人们，我经常感到无法在讲台上传道。
And yet, again and again, he said, my weariness would vanish and my strength would be renewed. I was filled with God's power, not only in my soul, but physically.
但是一次又一次，Billy Graham 说道，我的疲倦消失了，我的力量重新焕发了活力，我的身体重新焕发了活力，我充满了神的力量，不仅在我的灵魂中，而且在我的身体上。
God became especially real to him, he said.
他说神是如此的真实。
He had sent his unseen angels to touch him and to enable him to be his messenger from heaven.
他差遣他看不见的天使来触摸他，这个他指的是那个 Billy Graham， 让他成为从天上来的信使。
Now God's angels not only minister to prophets and to evangelists.
神的天使不仅仅看护先知和传道人们。
They minister to mothers who are at the end of their ropes.
他们也看护那些精疲力尽的年轻的妈妈们。
And they minister to students at the end of their semester.
那些学期快结束时的学生们。
And they minister to fathers struggling to provide for their families.
那些努力的养家糊口的爸爸们。
And if you know Jesus as your personal Savior, God sends his ministering angels to you.
如果你相信耶稣是你个人的救主，神就会差遣他的天使来看护你。
And so if you're feeling overwhelmed, whether it be physically or emotionally, take a break and let yourself be strengthened by God's ministering angels.
当你觉得承受不了的时候，无论是精神上还是身体上，停一停，让天使在你身上做工，使你刚强。
An angel ministered to Elijah.
天使看护以利亚。
Now, in addition, angels ministered to Jesus.
不仅仅如此，天使也来看护耶稣。
Even Jesus needed the strengthening ministry of angels when he was here on earth.
即使是耶稣。他在世上的时候也需要天使的看护和刚强。
Now in Matthew chapter 4, we have the account of Jesus' temptation by the devil.
在马太福音第四章，我们看到魔鬼对耶稣的试探。
Satan knew that Jesus had come to give him a deadly blow.
撒旦知道耶稣来一定会战胜他。
The death and resurrection of Jesus would render Satan powerless, and ultimately it would send him to hell.
耶稣的死 和复活会让最后摧毁撒旦的权柄，最终将撒旦送到地狱。
But Satan thought if he could just get Jesus to sin, if he could just get him to fail once, he would have him.
但是撒旦想到，如果能让耶稣犯罪，即使是有一次失误，撒旦的计谋就得逞了。
And so Jesus had gone without food for 40 days.
耶稣40天没进食。
He was physically and spiritually weak.
他身心俱备。
And that's when Satan came to strike.
这个时候撒旦来攻击了。
And let me tell you, that's when Satan always comes to strike.
让我来告诉大家，撒旦总是在这样的时候来攻击。
He'll hit you when you're down physically and emotionally.
他就是在我们身心疲惫的时候来攻击我们。
Well, Jesus withstood Satan's attack.
但是耶稣抵挡住撒旦的攻击。
He resisted the temptation.
他抵住了试探。
And when it was all over,Matthew 4:11 says that the devil left him, and what happened? Angels came and ministered to him.
在这一切都结束的时候，马太福音四章十一节描述到，于是魔鬼离开了耶稣，发生了什么呢？立刻有天使来伺候他。
Literally, angels served him a meal.
事实上是天使给他提供食物。
They waited on Jesus.
他们照顾耶稣。
Jesus was physically, emotionally, spiritually drained.
耶稣身心灵都疲惫不堪。
And so God sent his ministering angels to him, just as they ministered to Elijah in the wilderness.
所以神差遣天使来看护耶稣，就如天使在旷野看护以利亚一样。
And those angels strengthened him.
那些天使帮耶稣刚强起来。
They ministered to Jesus in a time of great temptation, these angels also ministered to him in a time of great trial.
在耶稣受到极大试探的时候，天使来看护他。在耶稣受到极大试炼的时候，天使也来看护他。
In Luke 22, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
路加福音二十二章描述到耶稣在科西玛丽园。
He was facing the cross.
他面对十字架。
And he asked his disciples to watch and to pray with him.
他要他的门徒和他一起警醒祷告。
He needed their support.
他需要他们的支持。
But they all fell asleep.
但门徒们都睡着了。
And that's what happens when we depend on people.
我们需要人支持的时候，一般都会有这种情况。
They get tired.
人会疲倦。
And at a time when we need them most, they often check out and aren't there for us.
在我们最需要人的支持的时候，他们经常离开，不在我们身边。
But not God's angels.
神的天使却不是这样。
Look at Luke 22:43. Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him.
路加福音22章43节说道，有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
Literally, an angel made Jesus strong on the inside.
事实上，天使让耶稣心里刚强起来。
An angel gave him the inward strength that he needed to face the cross.
天使给耶稣提供了内在的力量，让耶稣可以面对十字架。
And verse 44 says he prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood.
44节经文说到，耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪滴滴在地上。
The cross was not an easy thing for Jesus to face.
十字架对耶稣不是容易面对的。
Not only was there the physical agony of being nailed to a wooden plank.
不仅仅是钉在木头柱子上肉体的痛苦，
But there was a spiritual agony to it as well.
他也有属灵的痛苦。
Jesus for the first time was going to experience separation from his heavenly father.
耶稣第一次将会经历到与天上父神分离的痛苦。
He was going to experience the wrath of God, not for his own sin, but for your sin and mine.
他会经历到神的愤怒，不是为他自己的罪，而是为了你和我的罪。
The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:21, For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that through him we might become the righteousness of God.
圣经里哥林多前书5章21节说道，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Now, can you imagine Jesus having a criminal record?
你能想象耶稣犯罪的记录吗？
I can't.
我无法想象。
And what would be on his record?
他的记录会是什么呢？
Well, that he loved God.
他爱神。
And he loved people.
他爱世人。
And he always did what was right.
他从不犯错。
He was perfect in every way.
他是所有一切都是完全的。
Now, on the other hand, what would be on your criminal record in heaven?
然而你在天堂的犯罪记录是怎么样的呢？
Murder?
谋杀？
Well, the Bible says, if you've ever been angry with somebody and you wish them out of your life, you've already murdered them in your heart.
圣经里说，如果你对人动怒，希望他们远离你的生活，在你心里你已经谋杀了那人。
And what else would there be? Lust?
还有其他吗？淫念？
Even looking at a person in that way,makes you guilty.
即使那样看其他人也让你有罪。
And what about lying?
撒谎。
Or stealing?
偷窃。
Or envy?
嫉妒。
You see, if the truth were told, our records are not all that good in heaven, are they?
大家都知道，说真的，如果我们的记录真的不是那么好，难道不是吗？
And so Jesus switched records with us on the cross.
所以耶稣在十字架上和我们做了一个交换。
He took the blame for our crimes.
他为我们的罪承担责任。
He was punished for our sins.
他为我们的罪受到惩罚。
So now, when we put our trust in Jesus, God sees Jesus' record in our file in heaven and declares us righteous.
所以当我们相信耶稣时，神在天上看我们的是看到耶稣的记录，这样神就宣告我们是义。
Now that meant that God declared Jesus unrighteous and treated him as a sinner.
这意味着神是宣告耶稣是不义的，把他当作罪人对待。
And when he looks upon your record, he sees you as righteous and treats you as a saint.
然而神看到你是看到你在耶稣里的记录是义的，把你当成是圣徒。
Now for that to happen, you have to trust Jesus with your life.
要这一切的发生，你所需要做的是用你的生命。
You need to call on him and ask him to save you from your sins.
用你的生命相信耶稣，呼求他，请求耶稣拯救你的罪。
And then God declares you righteous because Jesus paid the penalty for your sins on the cross.
这样神会宣告你是义的，因为耶稣为你的罪在十字架上付出代价。
But the cross was a horrible thing for the pure, spotless Lamb of God to face.
但是对于上帝纯洁无瑕的羔羊，面对十字架是多么可怕。
And so an angel came along and gave Jesus the inner strength that he needed to face it.
所以有一位天使来到，给耶稣提供内在的力量来面对十字架。
An angel ministered to Elijah.
一位天使看护以利亚。
And angels ministered to Jesus.
天使来看护耶稣。
And in addition, angels minister to believers today.
不仅如此，天使现今就在看护着信徒们。
Our Heavenly Father sends His angels to give us inner strength when we need it.
我们的天父差遣他的天使来给我们，在我们需要的时候给我们添加内在的力量。
And God sends His angels to give us what we need in order to hear His voice again.
天父差遣他的天使来帮助我们听到他的声音。
And God sends His angels to give us what we need to face the trials and temptations that come our way each and every day.
神差遣他的天使给我们来帮助我们面对世上试炼和试探所需的力量。
Many people consider Anthony Berger, who died at the age of 44, the finest gospel pianist that ever lived.
很多人认为安东尼伯格是有史以来最好的福音钢琴家，他44岁就离世了。
He played for the Gaithers for 10 years.
他为盖德这个家庭弹了十多年。
Bill and Gloria Gaither are American gospel singers and songwriters.
盖德家庭是美国的福音诗歌的作曲和唱歌。
They have written over 700 songs of a southern gospel style.
他们写了700多首南方风格的福音诗歌。
We have many of them in our hymn book and we sing them. We sang one today. Let's just praise the Lord. The Gaithers wrote that.
我们的圣诗本里收集了他们很多的歌，我们也经常唱。我们今天的我们一起赞美神，就是他们写的。
Well, Anthony Berger just played the piano for the Gaithers, and he was with them in 2006 on a Christmas cruise in the Caribbean.
2006年的圣诞节，在加勒比海的一艘游轮上，伯格正在给盖德夫妇弹钢琴。
1,500 people were on that cruise.
游轮上大约有1,500人。
And they vacationed during the day, and they enjoyed a concert in the ship's theater at night.
他们白天在度假，晚上在船上的剧院里欣赏音乐会。
Well, on the fourth night, Mr. Berger played a piano solo.
在第四个夜晚，伯格有个钢琴独奏。
And 5 minutes later, as the concert continued, he collapsed of a massive heart attack and died instantly at the piano.
五分钟之后，就在音乐会继续的时候。伯格有严重的心脏病突发，他倒下了，在钢琴边立刻就离世了。
It shocked everybody, as you could expect.
如大家所想象的，很多人都是非常的震惊的。
Becky Piper, a Christian author and an international speaker, was a guest teacher on the cruise.
有个叫贝基·皮波特的，是一个基督徒的作家和国际的演讲者，那天正好是游轮上的客座老师。
And she was scheduled to address the people the next morning in a Bible study.
第二天早晨的圣经学习中，她被安排给大家讲课。
And Becky said that before she got up to teach, a woman came to her.
贝基说，在她上课之前，一个女人对她说。
And she said, Becky, I want to tell you something what happened to me last night, just before Anthony Berger died.
她说，贝基，我想告诉你昨晚在安东尼·伯格死之前发生了什么。
She continued, in the concert, after Anthony played his solo, a spotlight went to the other side of the stage.
他说到，在音乐会上，安东尼在钢琴独奏的时候，台子上灯光转到台的另外一边，但不知道为什么，我一直在看安东尼。
But she said, for some reason, I kept my eyes on Anthony.
但不知道为什么，我一直在看安东尼。
And I felt like God was impressing me with these words.
我感受到神在对我心里说话。
I'm going to show you something from my realm that will be an encouragement to people.
我让你看到我的世界里的一些事情，这样会激励世人。
I was troubled by it, she said.
我有点困扰，她说道。
And she said, suddenly I saw an angel standing behind Anthony Berger.
突然我看到安东尼身边站着一位天使。
And the angel appeared to be 7 feet tall.
天使看起来有7英尺高。
Dressed in white and gold.
打扮的是白的和金色。
And just stood there for 30 seconds.
在那站了大约有30秒。
And then the angel put her hand on Anthony's shoulder.
然后天使把他的手放在安东尼的肩膀上。
Anthony looked up.
安东尼抬头看他。
And then slumped over and died.
然后就倒地而死。
Just minutes before he had played the song, We Shall Behold Him.
几分钟之前他还在弹，我们要仰望他这首歌。
It spoke of Jesus.
仰望耶稣。
Now that angel was there to minister to Anthony Berger just before he died.
在安东尼死之前，天使在那里看护着他。
And angels are there to minister to you and me in our time of need.
同样，在我们有需求的时候，天使也在那里看护我们。
Now, I'm not saying we're facing death, but if we were, an angel would be there ministering to us.
我不是说我们现在面临死亡的情形，但是如果我们是的话，天使也一定会在看护我们。
But angels are also there in time of temptation.
在我们受到试探的时候，天使会在我们身边。
And they're there when you're going through a severe trial.
在我们受到严酷试炼的时候。
And they're there when you're physically and emotionally drained.
在我们身心的疲惫的时候，他们都在。
And you can ask God to send one of his angels to minister to you.
你可以呼求神差遣他的天使来看护你。
And they'll help you in the face of temptation.
他们会帮助你面对试探。
And they'll give you strength in trial.
他们会给你力量面对试炼。
And they'll minister to you in your time of need.
天使会在你需要的时候看护你。
Dr. Silas Mitchell was a well-known Philadelphia physician and neurologist.
希纳斯·米切尔医生是一个非常有名的神经科医生。
He fell asleep one night in his chair after an exceptionally tiring day.
有一天白天他特别忙特别累，到了晚上就在他的椅子上睡着了。
And suddenly he was awakened by somebody knocking at his door.
突然敲门声唤醒了他。
And opening, he found a little girl that was poorly dressed and deeply upset.
开门一看，看到一个穿着朴素的小女孩，看起来有点心烦意乱。
She told him that her mother was very sick and asked him if he would please come with her.
那个小女孩告诉他说，她妈妈病得很重，请他是否可以过去看看她妈妈。
It was a bitterly cold, snowy night.
那是一个寒冷的雪夜。
And even though Dr. Mitchell was very tired, he got dressed and gathered his doctor equipment and followed the girl.
虽然他很累，但是米切尔医生还是拿着他的医用装备，跟着女孩一起去了。
When he arrived at the home, he found the mother gravely sick with pneumonia.
到了女孩的家中，他发现她母亲病得确实很重，是肺炎。
And after arranging for her immediate medical care, he made her as comfortable as possible.
他把叫了一些紧急的这个医疗处理之后，他让她可以尽量舒适一些。
And while they were waiting for an ambulance, he complimented the mother on the intelligence and persistence.Of her little daughter.
就在等救护车的时候，他称赞母亲说他的小女儿的聪明和毅力。
Well, the woman looked at him strangely.
这个女人奇怪地看着他。
And she said, my daughter died a month ago.
她说我女儿一个月之前就去世了。
And she added, her shoes and her coat are in the closet over there.
她接着说她的鞋和外套就在那壁柜里。
Well, Dr. Mitchell was both amazed and perplexed.
米切尔医生很惊诧，很困惑。
He went to the closet and opened the door.
他去打开壁橱，打开门。
And there hanging in the closet was the very coat worn by the little girl that knocked on his door and brought him to her mother.
那个挂在壁柜里的外套就是那个敲他的门带他来他妈妈家的小女孩身上穿的。
The coat was warm and dry. There was no way it could have been possibly out in that wintry night.
那个外套还是热的干的不可能是在这个寒冷的湿的冬夜刚刚穿出去。
Now the Bible teaches us that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
记住圣经教导我们说离开身体就是与主同在。
So we know that it wasn't that little girl's spirit that knocked on the doctor's door.
所以我们知道不是小女孩的灵敲医生的门。
She was in heaven with Jesus that night.
因为那天晚上她和耶稣在一起。
But rather, it was God's ministering spirits, one of God's angels.
然而是神的看护的精灵，一个神的天使。
That came that night in the form of that little girl.
在那天晚上，以小女孩的形象显现。
Now that sounds incredible.
我知道它听起来不可思议。
But no more incredible than an angel appearing to Mary.
但是天使向玛利亚显现。
And then to Joseph,
向约瑟显现。
And then to the shepherds,
向牧羊人显现。
And then a host of angels filling the night that first Christmas.
然后一群天使在第一个圣诞节。
God's angels are not just for the characters of Christmas.
充满天空，荣耀赞美神，这一切都更不可思议。神的天使不仅是圣诞节的人物。
They're here for us today.
他们现在就在这里帮助看护我们。
And so as the Bible says in Hebrews 1:14, God sends them out as ministering spirits to serve those who are to inherit salvation.
正如新经希伯来书一章十四节所说，天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将要受承受救恩的人效力吗？
And that's you and me. We have inherited God's salvation.
那就是你和我，我们都是要成就救恩的人。
And so you can trust God to send his angels to minister to you in your time of need.
你能相信神会差遣他的天使在你需要的时候来帮助你。
They are God's ministering angels to serve you.
他们是神的看护天使为你服务。
And they're there for you.
他们来是为了你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you so much for all the different ways that you have demonstrated your love for us.
用各种各样的方式来展现你对我们的爱。
And you have assigned ministering angels to serve us.
你派遣了你的天使来帮助我们。
And we thank you, Lord, that they've been there for us sometimes, maybe when we haven't even been aware of it.
他们有的时候来帮助我们，感谢你，但我们可能都不知道。
Whether we're going through a hard time and are emotionally drained, they're there to give us strength.
我们内心里比较软弱的时候，他们来帮助我们。
And if we're going through temptation, they're there to strengthen our inner person.
我们经历过一些试炼的时候，他们给我们内在的力量来帮助我们。
Whatever the need might be, you send them out to serve us.
不管我们的需求是什么，你都差遣你的天使来帮助我们。
Give us the faith to believe you for that.
给我们信心，让我们能够相信着。
And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求 ，Amen。